This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome to Rough Draft, the daily podcast that delivers the essential writing advice for you so you can succeed online as a writer. I'm your host, Damian Fonworth, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So once you've determined the strongest desire you're going to put in your headline, your next step is to figure out which product performs best satisfies that desire. Because products have two existences. One, they are physical. They have shape and size and weight and color. It's the object. And this is even true for digital products because we're talking about the file size. This is true for your service, like being a dentist or a teacher. Then the other existence is functional. What the product actually does, its performance. See, keep in mind, people don't buy the physical. When you pay $5,000 for your son's braces, you aren't buying a middle-aged man to follow you around in a white coat. Nor are you buying stainless steel rods to stick in your mouth. What you are buying are straight teeth. But not even that. You're buying what those straight teeth mean. Beauty over bullying. And I don't run out to Lowe's and drop $100 because I woke up dreaming about a cordless drill. I run out to Lowe's and drop $100 because I want to finish that backyard patio this weekend, not 6 months down the road. And I want to enjoy it this weekend and not 6 months down the road. That's why I buy a cordless drill. So what this means as a copywriter, what this means to you is you have to emphasize the benefits in your headlines and your copy. And even though this is a long-standing truism, people still ignore it. Take this copy of the homepage for a product called the AR.Drone 2.0, for example. The copy tells us about the physical object, but people don't buy three extra sets of colored propellers or two high-density batteries or a flight recorder using 4 gigabytes of flash memory. Those are features, my friends. That's the physical product. But that's not why we buy the drone. People buy the product in action. They buy the performance. And in this case, they are buying the novelty of owning a drone. The innovators and early adopters want to maintain the image of the cool kids on the block, to have the latest toys. They want neighbors gathering around as you fly this thing down your street, or the reaction you might get if you release one of your drone videos on YouTube. You want to be the first. But let's dissect another product, the more common car. Say something like the 2013 Volvo S60, to see these steps played out in action. So what are the performances that satisfy consumer desires when it comes to cars? Well, there's transportation, right? Cars are perhaps one of the most efficient, affordable, and fastest methods of getting from one place to another. But Volvo doesn't have a lock on this. They just promised to do it more safely. And speaking of safety, the S60 has one of the highest safety records in a crash test, whether from a front, side, or rollover collision. One of the reasons for this is that there are airbags everywhere in this car, in front of you, above you, beside you, and I don't know, maybe even below you, but people don't care about the airbags. They just care about the safety. They just care about the lives of their children. Then there is the turbocharged 5-cylinder engine that distributes power to 4 wheels, which means the car will go faster while you maintain superior control. That's why people actually buy the product. But what about the novelty? Well, owning an S60 and you own a unique Swedish car that costs, on the low end, around $30,000. Get a souped-up version and your pals at the country club will probably let you play tennis with them, or at least let you go fetch their balls. That's why people buy the S60. And so we could go on and talk about other desires that the S60 fulfills, but here's the deal. After we've gone through this exercise, we have to determine which desire we will use in our headline. Because only one desire can dominate in the headline, and it has to be the biggest one. So here's a question for you. If you were a copywriter and you were assigned to the S60, what desire would you appeal to in your headline? Your steps are to find the strongest desire, put that desire into your headline, and then show how the performance of the product satisfies that desire. Now, naturally, you probably are wondering, how in the world do you find out the desires of your ideal customers? That's a good question, and I will answer it in the next episode. An episode where I teach you one of my favorite frameworks for creating headlines and hooks. I call it the 5 Concentric Circles Research Framework. It's a complex name for really a pretty simple process. I'll explain tomorrow. And until then, take care.